Welcome to 7-Minute Sunday on the Switch, Pivot, or Quit podcast. I'm your host, Ayana Angel, and we are going to spend the next 7 minutes together getting you filled up with inspiration and goodness to get your mind primed to achieve greatness as you enter the week ahead. So today what we're going to be talking about in a nutshell is pretty much the idea of being intentional. So I read this and I'm going to share it with you guys. 4 things you can't recover: the stone after the throw, the word after it's said, the occasion after it's missed, the time after it's gone. Now, when you think about it, all 4 of these things, you can apply them to multiple different areas in life. You can apply them to personal relationships when you say something that you shouldn't have said, and then looking back, you know you shouldn't have said it. You can apply that to professional relationships when in a environment with your colleagues, you say something that you shouldn't have said and you can't take it back and it's not forgotten. You can also apply these 4 things to your personal relationships where you miss out on something that you know you should have been there for, and you can't recover that time. You can't recreate those moments. They're gone and you missed out. So a lot of this just for me comes back to being intentional. Intentional with your words, intentional with the people you surround yourself with, intentional with your actions, and intentional with your time. Because when you say things to people that you know can impact them in a negative way or potentially hurt them, you may want to do everything in your power to take it back, because in the moment, that's what you were feeling, but that's not truly how you feel overall. But do you think that that person wants to hear that? No, not at all. I know I wouldn't. You probably wouldn't, especially if it was something that stung. So being aware of how we show up and how we engage and interact with people, that has everything to do with our growth as a person, because the younger you could have maybe been prone to not thinking about other people's feelings and how your words could impact someone and maybe flying off the handle, whether it's in your personal relationships or with just anybody on the street. But as we continue to grow and we're on this journey to be better people, to be better women, to show up in the world in a way that people know that we respect other people and we respect ourselves, you have to be more intentional with the things that you say and do. It's just a part of that journey. And that's why I wanted to talk about it today, because I feel like it's one of those things that can easily be overlooked. You can be on this huge journey to be the best person that you could be, but you could still act a donkey sometimes. And look, we're all, you know, prone to our days, our bad moments. But maybe in thinking about some of these things and just, you know, planting that seed and putting it out there, we can help ourselves to maybe not make some of these missteps. That could cause us relationships. It could cause us opportunities. It could cause us to miss out on a number of things. And that's not what we're on this journey for. We're not on this journey to miss out. We're on this journey to maximize. We're on this journey to experience the best, to know what it feels like to be operating from your place of greatness versus operating from a small space and a small place that you don't feel confident in. So I'll remind you again what the 4 things are that you can't recover: the stone after the throw, the word after it's said, the occasion after it's missed, the time after it's gone. And I'm just gonna pop back in and touch on that last one for 1 second, because the time after it's gone, That's a big one. Time is just not exactly on our side when we're talking about creating our best life, living our best life, growing to our full potential, operating at our full potential. We don't have all the time in the world. No, we need to be working towards being our best every single day, showing up as our best, operating as our best, engaging with others as our best. That's goals right there, because you cannot recreate those moments and those engagements and those opportunities with people to then show up as your best. No, you need to be intentional right now, trying to always show up as your best. I'll just leave that right there with you because I know that it can be challenging. It can be challenging to show up as your best and to leave some of the old behaviors and the bad habits behind. But that's just why I wanted to touch on it today, just to plant that little seed of a reminder that you're growing, you're continuing to become the best person that you can be. But some of these little things can creep back in and taint the work that you've done. So let's try not to let that happen. And I hope that you've enjoyed this episode and this little reminder. Have an amazing week. And as always, keep killing it.